Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 704. This is episode number 704. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So therefore, dear friends, the aim of this podcast, the purpose of this podcast, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, based upon his own words, where he preached the gospel first and best, and not only preached the gospel but gave the history and the story behind the gospel, when he said the most loving, beautiful, wonderful words ever spoken on earth, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear friends, Jesus Christ specialized in simplicity. The Apostle Paul warned us and told us not to be removed from the simplicity that is in Christ. If you are not a believer in Christ yet, you need to be. For you need to first understand, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have violated the laws of God. You have broken the Ten Commandments of God. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I hope that you will agree with that simple principle and truth. You have said it yourself, nobody's perfect. When you have messed up, you and everybody else has said nobody's perfect. God is perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect, but we're not. And so that's why Jesus Christ came, to deal with your sin problem and my sin problem. For we are not only are we sinners by nature, we're sinners by choice. And people talk about addiction all of the time. Sad to say, we are addicted to sin. We have a bad case of it. and we are guilty before God. And we must understand, you must understand, that the wages of sin is death. The reason why you die, the reason why you're going to die, no matter how beautiful you think you are, no matter how handsome you think you are, no matter how much money you think you have, no matter what kind of house you live in or what kind of car you drive, no matter if you're educated or uneducated, president or pauper, you're lost and on your way to a devil's hell. You're going to die physically. That's a fact. And we must, the only thing that we can do with facts is accept them. You're going to die. And that ought to be a frightening thing to you. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. It is the most horrifying thing that people living have to deal with, and that is to see a beloved family member or friend lowered into the cold, dark ground. Most people never overcome that, because death was not supposed to be. It is because we have sinned against God Almighty. He created us from nothing because He loves us and He wanted to fellowship with us, and we violated the few rules He gave us. And God is not pleased with that. In fact, the Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. And then if you don't make peace with God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ in this life, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't make peace with God by believing in His Son, Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ in a very simple way informed you and me and instructed us, then your eternal soul that God gave you will spend eternity in the burning hell. And yes, dear friend, there is a burning hell. I know, and you should know, because the Jesus Christ that we all honor, every time you buy a gift during the Christmas season, you're honoring Christ, whether you know it or not. You're not honoring that person you think you are. You're honoring Christ. That's the only reason why you're giving them the gift. It's Christmas time. Christmas is all about Christ, not Santa. Add an N and you have Satan. You never thought about that, have you? It's not about Santa, it's about Christ. And so, you need to follow His instructions and believe in Him. But the same Jesus Christ, who said the most loving words in the world, in the history of the world, preached on the horrors of hell. He revealed more about hell than anybody in the Bible. He preached more on hell and warned people about hell more than any prophet, any evangelist, any apostle, any preacher, or any writer in the Bible. Now, this is the same Jesus that you're going to honor, and you have already started honoring on Black Friday. The whole world honors this man named Jesus. Every time you look at the date, you're honoring Jesus Christ, because He's the only man who split time in half. He was that mighty and that powerful. And He preached on hell. Yes, He preached on love. And yes, He was meek and lowly and humble. Yes, He helped many people. But He preached on hell. He was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. Why did he do that? Because he hates us? No, because he loves us. You must understand, Jesus Christ came. He never committed a sin in word, thought, or deed. He didn't die for his sins or his crimes. He died for your sins and your crimes and mine. He suffered, he bled, and he was humiliated, and he died on a cruel cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and rose on the third day by the power of God. And he wants you to simply believe in him for your soul's salvation. Otherwise, let's be very clear, you will go to the burning hell. In fact, if you die without believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, within a second, you will lift up your eyes in the torments of hell. That's biblical. Christ told the story about a man who died and went to hell, and he lifted up his eyes in the torments of hell. And the sad thing about it, dear friends, he's still there today. You say, preacher, you ought not to try to scare people about hell. Where am I going to scare you to? Hell number one or hell number two? No, I'm just doing what all preachers should do. Some of you are on your sickbed. Some of you are in a car right now getting ready to take the test to see whether or not you have the coronavirus plague. Some of you are in a line getting some food because of the coronavirus plague. Some of you are in the hospital. And every person who knows Christ, you ought to be trying to get an iPhone or an Android phone to their ear to help them to hear this message, because as soon as they die, they will wake up in hell. They won't go there. They will lift their eyes in hell. They will already be there. Instantaneously. And all they had to do was follow the simple instructions of Jesus Christ when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He was speaking about himself the whole time. That whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in his sight. We here on earth, because we're sinners, we judge one another and don't like one another and hate one another. But God loves us all. Democrats, Republicans, independents, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, all lives matter to Christ, whether you like it or not. And we got people who hate for us to say that. But it is true. God loves everybody. Everybody matters to God. And that means that you can be saved today. Whosoever means anybody at any time believeth in him. Believeth. Believeth means to have faith in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Just follow the simple instructions of Jesus Christ. And once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, you will be saved from hell. You should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't have to believe in the church. You don't have to believe in the preacher. You don't have to believe in the hypocrites of the church. And yes, there are many. But see, if you let the hypocrite stand between you and Jesus, then the hypocrite is closer to Jesus than you are. Don't be foolish and let hypocrites guide you and put you in hell. Don't try to be slick and try to blame the hypocrites and then go to God and go to eternity and try to blame the hypocrites, because that's not going to work. You're hearing right now what you need to do to be saved. And once you get saved, you make sure that you're not a hypocrite. Don't worry about the hypocrites. You don't have to give any money to the church. You don't have to give any money to the preacher. I don't care what kind of pressure they put on you. Nobody has to slap you upside the head and make you fall to the ground and all that. You don't have to run around the church. You don't have to speak in some unknown tongue to be saved. You don't. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You can get saved right now. The thief on the cross got saved on the cross. He never got down off the cross and got baptized and joined the church. You don't have to be in a church to get saved. I know you want to be inside. I know what you're saying. I want to be inside the church, you know. Like, you know, you people who want to get married in the church and so forth. It doesn't matter where you get married at. It doesn't matter where you get saved at. The setting does not matter. What matters is you're believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, doing what he told you to do. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. And you will be saved from hell and saved to heaven. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you believing in Jesus Christ right now? Are you ready to call on his name? Well, then let's pray together the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me. Get your soul saved today from hell. You don't have to be in a church building. You don't have to be a church member. You don't have to join a church to get saved. God will help you. Jesus will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you with all of the things you should do after you get saved. Your main focus this morning needs to be making sure you get saved from hell and from the wrath to come and saved to heaven. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Believe that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for all of your sins. He paid your sin debt. He was buried and rose on the third day. Let's pray the sinner's prayer together. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. And I admit that I have sinned against you by lying, by stealing, by lusting, by dishonoring my parents, by disobeying my parents, by dishonoring you, by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose by your power, rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit today and save my soul from the hell that I deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change me from the inside out. Cast out all devils and demons out of my life. And help me to turn from my evil life. Help me to repent and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. Each and every day of my life from now on. For I pray it in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request as well, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Now, dear friends, we will resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service and the suite of three devotional podcasts and continue with the scripture and the sense. For today, we are reading Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. And for those of you who are saved and born again, you know how good this is to your soul and to your spirit. It's not exciting necessarily to some of you, but it blesses your heart, your mind, your soul to read the Word of God and to get some kind of understanding of it by the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord working through the teachers that are gifted to study and to dig into the Word and to help explain it to others. We thank God for them. So today we're reading Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray for all of the souls that have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. And Lord, I pray that you'll help them all to stand strong in the faith and to grow in the faith and be the Christians that you want them to be. I am so thrilled and so grateful to you that you give me the privilege to proclaim your gospel around the world and have done so physically and now this way as well. Even though we get many invitations to come, Lord, you have set me up beautifully where the reason why we get the invitations is because the people can see me and hear me live and on demand here. And so, Lord, thank you so much for this great privilege and this great opportunity to preach and to proclaim your gospel on a daily basis. And Lord God in heaven, we pray and we thank you so much for your holy word. Fill us who are saved with the power of your Holy Spirit and help us to learn your holy word. Help us to remember it. Help us to hide it in our hearts. And help us, Lord, to obey it and to apply it to our lives. The overall principles. Lord, I know that there are some people who think there are many things we need to follow and obey in your holy scriptures because the Bible is so thick, but really there's just a few things you want us to obey and follow. And if we would do that, then we would live blessed lives and protected lives because of your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to cherish your holy word more, to love it more, to apply it to our hearts and lives more, to obey it more, and to share it with others more. and to preach the Holy Gospel from it more. And we pray that over 3 million souls would be saved, 3 million Christians would be revived, over 3 million, and we pray that your holy name would be glorified and Jesus Christ exalted. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Dear friends, that was Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, Dr. Walford and Dr. Zuck, editors. The prophet indicated a progressive quality to God's appearance by comparing his splendor to a sunrise. The heavens are first tinted with early rays of the hidden sun. Then the earth is illuminated as the ball of fire appears over the horizon. And finally, everything is flooded with brilliant, glorious light. Just as rays of light streak across the morning sky, so rays flashed from God's hand as God advanced. The all-pervading light was traced to its source. The hand of the Lord, the rays or horns emanated from God as they do from the sun. People often illustrate a sunrise by drawing a circle surrounded by lines, cones, or horns, if you will, a rather crude but nevertheless effective way of depicting radiance. Interestingly, the Hebrew verb to send out rays related to the Hebrew noun for horns was used to describe Moses' countenance after he had come down from Mount Sinai. His face was radiant. This accounts for the strange horns emanating from Michelangelo's famed statue of Moses. God's radiance is both emanating and concealing. It reveals his glory, but veils his power. It is easy to forget that the light and warmth which showers the earth with blessing comes from a ball of fire that could consume the globe in a moment. So God's power is hidden in his glory. His revelation is restrained lest it consume its beholders. Now, beloved, you might have to get some of that by freight, but that's all right as long as you get it. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. Help us to remember it. Fill our hearts with your holy word and help us to meditate on it. And help us, Lord, to love you more because of your holy word, to fear you more, to respect you more, and to obey you more. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.